It seems the world has gone mad. Tanks rumble over boundaries without resistance or outcry.
Innocent people tragically fall from the sky without more than a mild clamor for justice.
School children aren't safe in their classrooms from retaliatory strikes that rain from the skies.
Journalists and aid workers are senselessly threatened, paraded in front of cameras, and beheaded.
Powerful world leaders continually exert their unyielding power over the weak.
And bomb strikes are never quite as pinpointed as they say.
And yet, where is the outrage? Where is the call for sensibility and sanity?
Where are the voices of artists and designers?
When looking back on the history of art, we see pointed imagery that speaks to the insanity of its day.
Artists and designers called out the cowards, brought to light the despair and anguish of war.
Just look to Goya, or Bin-Chan, or Picasso's Guernica, to see how artists have shown a light on hypocrisy.
Or Kollwitz, or Moore's images of underground shelters when bombs fell on London.
Is it because these artists lived and breathed war? They saw firsthand how violent and destructive humanity can be, and were repelled by it?
Certainly many were deeply affected by war. Even in the hauntingly beautiful drawings of Schiele, you can feel the horror they must have seen.
Where are the visual provocateurs of today?
Why do we allow sanitized film and video to replace personal expression? That view has done nothing more than desensitize the world to atrocities.
We've grown used to graphic images seen through the bomb sites of warplanes that we don't sense the damage that's done to the innocents caught in harm's way. If what we see now has no effect on the psyche, then we have to believe that art will.
But have we ourselves become so immune to violence, so insensitive to the hurt of others? Do we look away instead of at the problem?
Are we too interested in making something beautiful than something meaningful? What is holding us back from using our imagery and talents to engage a population who cares more about a celebrity wedding than the cost of lives cut short?
Where are the protest posters of a new Tommy Ungerer? Why isn't our art on social media decrying what's happening around the world?
Are we afraid to share our true feelings? Have we become part of the masses who care more about self-interest than challenging authority? Certainly we realize that today's media fear upsetting the apple cart, so they play it safe. Who says we have to?
Do we not realize that our voice can make a difference? That our art, our posters, our social discourse will provoke honest discussion?
That as artists, we have an obligation to denounce violence and war, or whatever name they put on it. People pictured falling out of the sky over the fields of Ukraine would have more impact than the passive photos of a child's toy among the ruins. Yes, that image tugs at our heartstrings, but it is followed by a much happier story in the next 10 seconds.
Who is telling us to hide our images?
Let us create our own furor. Let us engage and enrage.